In the turbulent 2013 federal budget environment, Pentagon leaders are most worried about the shortfalls in their operation and maintenance accounts and their impact on military readiness. But that's not to say the military services modernization programs won't suffer. There are 2,500 in all, and each will suffer its own sequestration cut. Frank Kendall is DOD's Undersecretary for Acquisition, Logistics, and Technology.
The mode that we're in right now for FY13 is basically damage limitation. We're trying to minimize the near-term damage. I put out a note to the workforce, and I've corresponded with most of our industry partners about this. We've got to make some adjustments. It is, you know, we will get through 13 somehow if we have to. It is doing an enormous amount of damage. It is flying. It is working against all the things on my list, pretty much. In fact, it is working against all of them.
There are five things on Kendall's priority list, including developing affordable programs, supporting current military operations, evolving DOD to a more efficient acquisition system, improving the health of the industrial base, and building and sustaining a top-notch DOD acquisition workforce. That last item is becoming more and more difficult in the current budget environment, Kendall says.
Yeah, we've had a lot of our people leave. I got an email this morning that one of our best contracting professionals was going to take a job in outside of the department. You know, when you're looking at pay freezes for multiple years and you're looking at a 20% and furloughs, you know, it's kind of hard to it's easy to understand why someone would choose to do that. You know, we've got a very loyal and dedicated workforce. We're going to go through a period of shared sacrifice if sequestration stays in place and the rules aren't changed. But I think it's doing damage. It's doing a lot of damage to our future.
That acquisition workforce will have its hands full this year, trying to modify programs to fit within the constraints of sequestration. The budget-cutting mechanism doesn't give the Pentagon choices about where to make the acquisition cuts. Each program is cut equally, so Kendall says DOD does not expect to outright cancel programs, at least in the current year.
We're not precipitously terminating contracts or renegotiating contracts. People are starting to lower the level of effort work in some cases. What I've told people to do, at least for this month, is to hedge where you can. Delay major adjustments if you're going to do an awful lot of damage by doing them, and if not much damage would be done by delaying it a little bit. So we're in a damage limitation mode. Once we figure out, and hopefully the Congress will eventually let us know, what our long-term budgets look like, then we can go do some long-term planning and restabilize things and try to get back into a solider footing. But right now, we're just trying to get through this. Somebody asked me the other day from the press if I was planning, what kind of long-term planning I was doing, and I said, right now I'm planning in days. I like to get to weeks. Maybe in, you know, a few weeks I'll get to months, and then I'll do years. But at the moment, it's more about just getting through this than anything else.
In 2013, DOD says the abrupt modifications to acquisition programs will make virtually all of them cost more money. In contracts that include multiple units of a particular product, DOD will have to buy fewer, driving individual unit costs upward. In other programs, like ship construction, Kendall says acquisition managers will have to be more creative.
People are taking different approaches to trying to manage their way through this. Shipbuilding's got a problem, right? It's hard to build 90% of a ship. But what you can do is defer the delivery of some components. You can defer spares, so you can try to keep the core program going. You're deferring a bill, and you're probably increasing a bill when you do that. So we're just trying to, again, manage our way through 13 right now until we get some clarity about where we're going long term.
If Congress doesn't make changes to the law which created sequestration, DOD will operate with $50 billion less than it would like next year because of the budgetary caps created by the Budget Control Act. However, the punitive across-the-board cuts happening in 2013 under sequestration would not be in effect, so DOD could make choices about where to allocate its resources, says Ashton Carter, the Deputy Secretary of Defense.
While the turmoil of sequester and CR is harmful and dangerous, it is temporary. The arbitrary nature of sequestration only applies in 2013, and at worst, the CR's mismatches of funding to authorities will only last through the year. Second-order effects will, however, last for some years. As we manage carefully through the sad and needless turmoil of 2013, we must continue to look above and beyond this year, to the future, to the great strategic transition that is before us, and to providing the country the defense it needs for the amount of money it has to spend.
If the 10-year caps on defense spending do stay in place, Carter says the military would definitely make decisions to decrease the size of military forces and the civilian workforce and would begin to terminate contracts.
That's not something one wants to do, particularly with a program in which the need is there and we've made a substantial investment. So nobody wants to do that. But what we're not going to do, as we're driven, if we are, driven to lower budget levels is just react by stringing things out. That's the worst thing for the taxpayer and the warfighter. We're not going to do that.
Carter says the defense industry would naturally shrink as well. And in that scenario, the department will have to pay extremely close attention to how the industrial base responds. The Pentagon says it will not support any further consolidation among its large prime contractors. And Carter says while those large firms would be impacted, DOD is more concerned about firms at the lower tiers of its supplier base.
They are more whipsawed by this circumstance. Frequently, they don't have the resiliency to be whipsawed in this way and still survive. They have a narrower business base, but their health is really very important to us. That's the principal source of new technology and new people in the defense sector. And so it's important that we continue to lower barriers to entry, welcome companies like that, and watch after their welfare. And in that regard, a lot of the prime contractors feel the same way because they know that they too will depend upon these lower tiers in the future. But it's critical. Final thing I'll say about some of the lower tier companies is many of them are trying to do defense and non-defense business at the same time. We want that because we want that cross pollination. We don't want them exiting our industry and just finding that it's either too turbulent, too uncertain, or just plain too difficult.
DOD says in preparation for this year's budget turmoil, it's been making cutbacks in areas that would have the least long-term impact first. But the department says the effects will become more and more visible as time goes on, including the start of furloughs to the civilian workforce late next month. Kendall, the DOD acquisition chief, says the adverse decisions that will become apparent down the road are being made inside the Pentagon right now.
Yeah, we've described sequestration as a kind of a slowly starting avalanche of things, right, where initially it doesn't seem like that much is going on. There is a lot going on. You know, at the end of the day, it's a 10% cut taken in a very, very inefficient way. Doesn't allow us to prioritize, doesn't allow us to put money where we need it the most. We're having a devastating impact on O&M because of the CR rules that we're under. There's an effort on the Hill to correct some of that. That only partially solves the problem. You know, the cut is still the same size. And I was talking to some Air Force acquisition leadership this morning. They're very concerned about some of the bills that they're going to have to pay, even if the hack bill goes through. So we've got a really big problem there. And it isn't as visible as it might be, in part because it's happening slowly over time.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.